What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Moochie, like Gucci.
It's your girl, Reese.
It's your boy, Stokes.
And you're now in tune to MD Radio.
At Trap LA.
On this very special day.
Valentine's Day! So stay tuned while we get into a few different vibes. Need ideas on planning a special date for someone? Relationship advice, yes and no's, have you ever's, sex talk, celebrity updates, and more. What you got for us, Reese?
Oh, man, let's jump into it. Yeah. I want to know, what's your favorite sex position on Valentine's Day and why?
Ooh, are you asking me, Moochie?
I'm asking the whole world right now. It's Valentine's. Okay, well, y'all need to talk about it.
Well, I'll let y'all know my favorite position. I love being, like, thrown around everywhere. Like, I love all positions. Like, literally, please bully me in the bed and I'm going to bully you back.
Oh. Yeah. All right, Stokes, don't be shy.
Oh, yeah, you know, I mean, we're going to get straight raw to it. I mean, we're going to be, like, straight up everywhere, on the floor. We're going to be in the bathroom, on the counter, you know, and yeah. We might take it to the balcony.
Yeah, my favorite is the bathroom counter.
Oh!
And I like the kitchen counter, but it's a little harder than a bathroom counter.
Oh,
so I need some cushion back there, like, for my butt.
Okay!
But the balcony, oh yes, I love being watched. So that's yes.
She
that's
said, "Get the goggles out." Okay, so
wait. Okay, what so happened? What? How about you?
Oh shoot! Yeah, I thought they was gonna skip me off.
No, not on this question. What's your favorite position on Valentine's Day?
My favorite position will have to be where they dog hog you and hold.
Hold on. And she thought we was gonna skip her.
Well, basically, it's a position where they dog hog you. They hold your hands from the back, and they just...
Oh.
Yeah.
Damn. You guys know. Yeah. So, do you like it fast or slow when they do that?
Both.
Okay.
Yeah.
Condom or no condom?
What?
Okay, look, next question, y'all. Okay. I'm trying to just...
She going deep with it. You guys stay protected out there.
You do. COVID.
Okay.
Not just COVID. Everything else, too.
Everything.
All right, so, yeah, what else you got for us?
Okay, so what are some of your turn-offs in the bedroom and why? What are some turn-offs, like?
Some of my, well, who wants to start? Because I'm always ready.
All right, so a turn-off would be if your phone keep going off. Like, okay. Man, just put it on silent, please. Tell
right.
Them, don't pick like up I'm the phone. Okay. Don't stop what right. We got going, because that feels good. Like,
right.
Why we got to redo this? I mean, we could,
you know what,
but
Stokes,
just,
you are right. That
man,
is
that's a turn off. That's a
it just turned your concentration off.
Yeah, it does.
And
it
then you're like, who the fuck calling you, nigga? You supposed to be beating it up. Like,
that
yeah.
Is a bad. That is a bad
that
one.
That is
actually.
A bad
that's
one.
A really good one.
One of my turn-offs, y'all, is bad breath. Do not
ooh,
try to come over here and try to be kissing up on me.
Oh,
you know,
no.
Your breath.
That's the whole
thing.
Yeah, right. I would never. You. Oh, no. Have you ever, like, had somebody you fucked with bad breath and you told. Have you? Number one, that's the question right there.
I never had that, but you know, one of the things I had was somebody being salty.
Okay.
Why are you salty?
Right.
Like, I'm talking about somebody pours some salt in my hand and I licked it. Like,
you're lying.
I don't know. They didn't take a bath.
How about you, Stokes? Like, you ever had somebody with bad breath?
No, not bad breath. No.
No.
I had something else that was bad.
Oh, what was it?
Man, it was some armpits.
Oh my god.
He said that.
I had some bad
pool
back.
Armpits. Ooh. Put her out there.
Oh no.
Oh, we getting exclusive so we could know.
We getting the exclusive.
Ooh. You said you raw with it. Who is she?
I mean, I don't know. Her name was Bree.
Oh. Okay, Bree from wherever you are.
Bree
got to
clean
them
down armpits.
Girl, all it takes is a little shaving and a little deodorant, girl.
Hygiene.
It's okay, girl. We all been there in one time.
Well, my turn off is when you ain't that nasty. Because it's like, if I'm nasty, you need to be nasty, too.
Okay.
Like, if I say spit in my mouth, spit in my shit. If I spit in yours, I'm going to spit in yours. So it's like, if I'm nasty, I'm nasty. If you can't take it, just don't fuck me. Period.
Okay. Y'all getting deep with it. All right. So... who is someone you would like to see if they're good in the bedroom and why? Like, celebrity-wise. Mm. Who is someone that, like, celebrity you look at and be like, I bet you they could just rock my world.
Oh, rock my world?
Celebrity-wise.
Celebrity-wise, shit.
Ooh. Not Kiki from down the street. Not John from the barbershop.
When it comes to celebrity, you know what's crazy? Because I never really thought of it. But now that you asked me, I have to think of it. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody's talking about Trey Songz got a big dick, so.
I mean, she was
I don't know.
I knew you was going to go there.
But he not, I don't know. I don't think he could turn me on, like, you know, enough. I don't know.
He gonna have to sing to you, huh?
Right.
Maybe so.
Might put you to sleep.
Right. I need a thicker hood aggressive nigga.
Oh my God.
So celebrity wise, I have to think about it. So I'll think about it while the next person asks me.
Okay. So what's up, Stokes?
I don't know. I would probably choose, since she one of the hottest females out there right now doing her thing.
Okay.
Bernice.
I would say her if I was gonna actually bring say her too.
She's a beautiful woman. Okay.
Yeah.
She's the one for sure.
Oh. You guys, I'm sensitive. I would have to go with Drake because, you know, I'm very sensitive. He seemed like he would, you know, like to cuddle and be nice, put candles down, not be all rough and tough and, you know, and send me home in an Uber.
Oh, my God. Not the Uber. It's the Uber for me.
Girl, you know, some of these dudes is like that. I want somebody sensitive that would just cuddle, wake me up with breakfast, and then send me home in a limo or something.
That's cute. I mean, I still can't think of a celebrity. I really can't. Like, I mean, I don't know, y'all.
Tyrese?
Nico, but I don't know.
Tyrese seems sensitive.
I'm trying to really think this out. I might answer it at the end of the show. I have to answer it. But right now, I just can't think at all. All
right.
It'll be a basketball player, though. You got to be tall.
Okay, so what are some secret things you would like to do in the bedroom and why? What are some stuff that you would not tell your partner, but you really want to do it?
Oh, shit. He could answer that. I feel like that question for a guy. Like, that's a good question.
It's some stuff that people hide, you know?
Right. Yeah.
And the reason why I say that is because a lot of people, they'll go pay people to do this dominatrix stuff, and they want it done, but they're scared to tell their significant other. They want to be whipped and beaten.
You're right.
And stepped on, like, and tortured, like.
Mm-hmm.
So what are some stuff?
Something new for me would be...
Don't say no threesome. Nah. All these guys.
It's totally different. Like, you know, you never expect to even want to do that. But for me, if you're a significant other, someone you've been talking to, you with, you feel me, you comfortable with, you know, I'd be like, you know, can you go ahead and just eat my ass? Like,
oh! At least he's putting it out there that guys do like that. I don't care what...
Right.
They can say that they don't. They do, girls. They do.
Trust me. I know this.
And then after that, they're going to be harassing you, stalking you.
Right.
Showing up at your job.
Right.
Seeing if you clocked into work.
Y'all, I'm still trying to find a celebrity. I'm all on, look, I'm going to keep it real. I'm on the shade room to see who they follow so I can find a celebrity man. But I would want to fuck.
She is stuck on that question.
I'm so serious. Like, where the blue checks?
You know what? He gave us exclusive. It's right something there. Secret that I wouldn't do in the bedroom. You know, I like to dress up. I wouldn't mind dressing up. I think my significant other would like that.
Yeah.
Be a schoolgirl one day, like a nurse one day, a police officer. I want to do stuff like that.
Yeah.
What do you say, Juicy?
Something secret in the bedroom. I actually try to put off. What? Go ahead. You were talking.
No, something that you like secretly want to do, but you're scared to tell your significant other. Like,
it's so crazy, y'all. Like, I'm the type that's not scared to tell nobody nothing. Like, if it's gonna make my body feel good, you gonna accept what I'm about to say. And I'm gonna tell you this is what I wanna do, period. So at the end of the day, I don't know if I have any secrets.
Right.
But I know I probably haven't did everything.
Okay.
But everything just comes natural, so I'll figure it out as I go. But so far, I've been having good sex, you know, so.
Okay.
I'm just trying to think now what's missing. See, y'all, Reese is coming with these good questions. She got me thinking now.
Right.
I'm already looking for a nigga who I want to fuck on, as a celebrity-wise. And now I got to think about some other shit I want to do in the bed.
Oh, my God.
Like, damn. I thought I did it all, but I guess not. Let me see. Maybe shit. I don't know. I don't know, y'all. We'll get back to
that. All right. So, here comes the moment of truth.
Come in my nose.
Ooh, okay. You know what? You can't
drown me.
I'm I'm speechless, y'all. I don't even know what to say. She took both me and Scope. She took that.
Because you know why I say that? I just thought about a dick and how cum come out like real skinny. So it's like it could fit in my nostrils. So you might as well just put it in there.
Let me tell y'all something. If a guy put his cum in my nose, I'm a choke. I got a big ass nose. Ain't none of that happening over here. Hey. I might end up, that might be my last escapade, okay? I'm not with that.
I'm going to blow that shit the fuck out. Like, hell no. Shit. On his dick. Make it wet again.
Oh my God. This is exclusive.
It's not dick.
All right.
I'm playing. I don't be having a snot in my nose.
Here goes a moment of truth. What are your most embarrassing moments in the bedroom with your significant other?
Ooh, that's most a great embarrassing. Question.
This is the moment of truth. Be honest, y'all. We all been there.
Liars. Right.
Okay, I'll go first.
Okay, yeah, you go first.
My most embarrassing moment is you know, creeping. Like, I never.
Oh my God.
That was my first time. It just sound like.
Are you serious? No.
So embarrassing.
Wow. So
and
what did you
me
do?
Being young, I didn't know what that was. I thought it was like, I didn't gas. I mean, I wasn't gassy. So what is this? And then I looked it up, found out it was like the air, you know, from like them pumping so much.
Yeah.
And then going back and forth. That happens.
Pussy farts.
Yeah, it's a pussy fart, basically. Yep. Yeah, it was
embarrassing. That's crazy because my first time I had a pussy fart, I thought I really farted, so I was embarrassed too.
Yeah,
I know what you mean by that.
So, ladies, when you experience that, it's not you.
Just know they was doing this shit.
They was doing what they was doing.
Now your pussy need a little air. She's trying to breathe.
Right.
That's what it is. My most embarrassing moment, shit, when I thought my hair looked in a certain way and it didn't. When I looked in the mirror, I'm like, hold the fuck up, is my wig back? Oh. Nigga not gonna tell me shit.
Wait a minute. So you must have been pulling on your hair.
This is during the sex.
Huh? This is during the sex. I'm thinking, you know, I look bomb as fuck. Oh. I know I didn't put enough got to be on my shit, you know. So I'm like, shit, I don't put no fucking bomb on my hair.
You tell us in your imagination while y'all doing it. Your hair is
like a bad bitch.
Okay.
And guess what? That time when I had that wig, those were some old braids. So I really was like,
so he was fucking Queen Latifah the whole time.
Shit, her mixed Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh,
I'm like, hell no.
Whoopi Goldberg, Queen Latifah out there, we love you.
I'm glad I had to stop on. Right, we do love y'all. I'm glad I had to go pee, like, you know, so we can pause the sex.
Ooh,
I gotta go pee. I was gonna go pee. Look at myself. Like, okay, what the fuck?
Ain't nothing like that. Gold bonded goo, baby.
Fixed right up. Yep, got to be gold
bonded. Okay, Stokes, you're not left out. We need to hear your embarrassing moments.
Man, you know, embarrassing moment one time was I really wanted to this girl.
Mm-hmm.
And when we finally got to it, closed down everything.
Uh-oh.
You feel me? I don't know if it was just. Was it just the temperature in the room, or was it just me, or I was just so nervous
that
I couldn't get up?
Oh my god,
this was like,
you know what? I have to elaborate on that because
he said he couldn't get up.
It was like, and that was so embarrassing.
I have to elaborate on this, guys. Because I feel like when you guys don't get it up, it's something wrong with us. Like mm-hmm. is it something wrong with me? Like,
yeah. That's a good
Like,
one.
Did you get turned off by me? Right. Or, like...
That's a super good one. Or, ooh, y'all, this segment is kind of long.
Oh,
talking it up. It's cool, though.
I'm just
what
like...
It is. I know y'all want to hear all of this.
Now we got a guy perspective. Sometimes it be them ladies, not us.
Mm-hmm. They don't want to keep it 100, though, you know? But at the end of the day, I mean, hey, you better try to make it work. Hey,
okay.
So... You better make her start caressing her a little bit more so you could get into it. You know what I mean? That's what I have to do. But
or you could take your ass down to the fucking gas station, get the blue pills out of her.
Yeah, I heard those work.
The blue rhino pills out of her. Shout out to them.
Give her a little confident with the pills so she can think it's her. Okay, y'all. So that's a lot of sex talk that we just did, y'all. Like,
yeah.
And that, you know, everybody needs sex advice and sex stories.
Right.
You know, favorite positions and this and that. We are the perfect people to talk to. Clearly, you see that. But now, we're going to go ahead and let you guys... Well, look, we're going to come back to the sex talk. Don't think we're not. We have a lot to talk about. We have Valentine's Day things to talk about as far as COVID. How are you guys going to spend Valentine's Day during COVID? How are you going to spend it, Ash?
Man.
How are you going to spend it, Stokes? I'm trying to think right now. We'll see, but you guys stay tuned and listen to some music for a little while we kind of like vibe out in here in the studio.
Hey.
All right? Hey. MG Radio, y'all. Yeah. Hey. And we're back, y'all. So let's get right into it, Reese. How you gonna spend your Valentine's Day this year? I mean, it's pandemic, it's COVID. Like, what you doing?
Okay, let me be honest with y'all. I spent Valentine's Day 5 years single. This is my first Valentine's Day with someone. So yes, clap it up for me.
Congratulations. Yes, thank you. Okay, relationship vibes.
So I planned a lot. I planned a whole nice hotel room.
She's the planner, y'all.
With a balcony where you could smoke.
Wow.
Love I planned balloons, flowers love on the bed, it. Candles. I yes, I went all out.
I love it.
And I got him a special gift. Yes.
Can we hire Reese? Can we hire you?
Yes. She actually is like a party planner type of, you know, girl. Like, so if you guys need any type of party planning or special event planning or just anything special, birthdays, like hit Reese.
Okay.
Please. Yes. She'll get it together for you guys on time and just right.
I went out. It's our first one, so I was like, hey, what the fuck?
That sounds so dope. I know he's going to be so happy. Hopefully what city are you doing it in?
In Long Beach.
Oh.
Yeah. We're supposed to go to the Catalina, but I'm like, Catalina's kind of boring, but
okay.
I just planned that.
Well, Long Beach has a lot of water, a lot of nice views.
Yeah.
You know?
Where we are, he's going to see a nice view of the marina.
So. Okay, good. So you made sure the view was right.
Yeah, made sure that he could be in the balcony smoking, look at the marina.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
So when you and your boyfriend vibe, because, okay, we all get rooms and things like that, but it's like when you have a room with a certain person, it's certain things that, you know, certain vibes that come along with that. So as far as you and your boyfriend, like, how are y'all two in a room? Like, when y'all together, locked up in a room, celebrating, like, what do y'all do in that room?
For one, we are very goofy. Like,
That's good.
If you don't know me, you would think that goofy. I'm not, but I'm very goofy. And if you don't know him, you would look at him like, he's not goofy. He's goofy as hell.
Okay, good.
So the vibes is very, like, goofy, relaxed. Because we do a lot during the week. Mm-hmm. So we like to relax and just chill out.
Love it.
So it's just goofy, chill vibes. Like, let's,
love it.
Let's be goofy, but let's lay down, too.
Yeah, right.
You know?
And you do a lot of cooking.
Yes, a lot of cooking.
And he eats a lot.
Yes.
So
he loves my cooking, yes.
Okay, good. So vibing out. Do y'all turn y'all phones off or do y'all let people interrupt
you? You know what? I'm going to make him turn his phone off.
Okay.
I deserve this day to be turned off.
To yourself. You do.
Yeah.
You do. I know your phone be blowing up though, y'all.
Yeah.
His phone blows the fuck up. And if it ain't dead, shit, her phone be, we be telling her, get your charger.
I know.
Like, but she doing better, y'all.
She's charging it right now. Yes.
Right now.
I'm doing way better, guys.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm on 30%. I'm doing good.
Good job. She's usually on 3%, going on 0%, and she'll keep it off until somebody offer her a charger.
I deserve, because I did a lot this time. So his phone going off.
Okay, good, yeah.
So when he hear this, he gonna know.
Okay.
Turn your motherfucking phone off.
So how about you, Stokes? How are you spending your Valentine's Day during this pandemic? COVID. Are you in a relationship or single?
Yeah, at the moment, in a relationship.
Okay.
So, and usually I don't be in relationships around Valentine's Day. It usually be the boo, who, you know, buy and go, you feel me?
Oh.
But this year, special Valentine's Day this year. So,
okay. So,
this year we're going to do it.
Valentine's Day in a relationship?
No. But, I mean, as far as being adult-wise, yes.
Right.
Okay, you're going to do it up this year.
So,
yeah.
This year we might just keep it inside the house, so. You know, instead of doing all the hotel like everybody else do, just switch it up. Stay inside the house to ourselves, quarantine, COVID, so we ain't trying to be out and about like that.
Right.
You know? So, yeah, I'm thinking, like, more exclusive.
Exclusive meaning, what do you have planned for the house?
Don't really want to put all the details out there.
Yeah, don't give all the secrets. Yeah. She might be listening.
Right. She might be listening.
You know,
she might be sitting right next to you. She might be talking right now. You never know. Her name might be Moochie.
Okay,
well, I'm excited for that.
Yeah. You know, you gotta wait up and
okay, I will.
See what's gonna get popping.
All right. Well, I guess the question for me is, how am I spending my Valentine's Day during this pandemic? And he just asked
right before you answer that, let's make this clear.
Okay.
If your significant other is waiting for just this one day to show you how special you are, that is not a relationship, guys.
It's definitely not.
It's not. Every day is a special day to be with somebody, not just one day of the year.
Amen.
So for all you single people, I feel you because I've been there. This is just a gimmick of a way to get our dollars, and I ain't gonna lie, I got my dollars.
Right.
But this is not how it's supposed to be spent. Every day you should spend it with your significant other.
Yeah, that's true. Like, love is not just about Valentine's Day. Like, that should be shown all across the year, all around,
every day.
Every day.
Every
day. In different ways.
Right.
It's not just the red heart bloom and flowers and this and that, roses.
Whatever. That's cute, but that's not what it's about.
No, it's not. So that's why, let's get back into it. That's cool. I'm glad you said that. Now getting back to my
your plans. The
question for me. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So pretty much he did say, you know, we could plan it. I did say it too. We said we were going to stay in a house and plan it, you know, do what we do in there. Because it's almost like it's like an Airbnb. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's new luxury and we could just do it in there. But I was going to say, speaking of the love and how, like, you're supposed to show it all the time, I told him one of my ideas I had. Mm-hmm. We could pretty much switch roles on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
okay.
So, yeah. I just do things that he do for me usually, and he do things for me that I usually do for him.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
You guys are setting the bar high.
Right.
I like that idea.
You.
That's very, very
to show the love.
Yeah.
Appreciation. So. Instead of me cooking this year, he's going to try his best to cook, right?
Yeah.
That's deeper, but that's really deep. Something. That's
exactly.
Dope.
But I might, I know I will be end up cooking dinner, though. I know that. Because, no.
We got to make something right, huh?
Yeah, something.
Let him try. Let him try.
Right. Know. And see, he usually showers. I usually take baths. So I'm going to shower, and he's going to take a bath.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Just switch it up a little bit. Yeah, he said I got to pump his gas now. I'm like, oh, no. He's laughing. He can't wait for that one. Like, no.
I know. I'm going to have no gas on a Sunday, so we can go do something. All right. We got to eat real quick. We got to go to this, babe. But, you got to pump it for me, though.
Do y'all see how he really putting me up to some work? Like, and I got to take the trash out.
You know what? Since this is a special Valentine's Day and the listeners are listening, you guys made it clear that you guys are together.
Oh, God. You're right. Like, kind of on the low. That's a good one,
Without
I'm
loving
trying,
it,
though. Without
I'm loving it.
Okay, yeah, we did. So.
What you got next?
Okay,
for
so
us?
Pretty much this was actually his question, y'all.
Okay.
I'll say it though.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much, how are you guys spending your Valentine's Day with a new person? Like, if you have a new person who you just met, and it's COVID season going on, right? So, are you gonna make, you know, are you gonna make them guys wear a mask, gloves? Like, do they have to show you like recent papers from COVID tests? How is it gonna work? Like, sexually, like, yeah, so y'all call in. I mean,
yes.
Let us know.
Call in and let us know.
Because if I have, well, look, this is the thing. Reese don't have a new person.
Right.
Stokes don't have a new person. I don't have a new person. So we can't really answer that as far as, like, how we will do it. But if I had to answer it, I don't know, y'all. I'd be kind of like, I don't know. I'd be skeptical on sleeping with somebody else during this COVID season. Like,
yeah.
You know, but I don't know. I don't think I'll be wearing no mask though, I ain't gonna lie to y'all. Or no gloves. I'll just put it in God's hand, man.
Let's just be honest. Y'all gonna be fucking sucking and looking. Y'all not wearing no mask.
Right.
Y'all not out there wearing no gloves. Y'all not out there sanitizing down.
Not, like,
y'all not out there. Okay.
That shit.
And the reason why I know y'all not doing it, because the sisters say that we keep going up in red.
Right.
And that the coronavirus is here to stay. That's how I know y'all not doing it.
Right.
Y'all sucking and looking and ficking and fucking and whatever y'all want to do.
No, seriously. You right about that one. You right.
So we don't even need them to answer that.
We don't.
Not what y'all doing.
So, would you guys rather spend Valentine's Day with somebody, with family, by yourself, or with friends, like a group of friends? Me, personally, I always like to spend Valentine's Day with... Okay, I like to, you know, see my family, of course, my immediate family.
Right.
Of course, because that's my immediate family.
Right.
And then they always be like, okay, she know we ain't finna see her for the rest of the night. I love being with somebody on Valentine's Day.
Right.
That's me. How about you guys?
Well, for me, yeah, I'll be ducking and diving. I probably have one or two, you feel me? One in the day, then one at night.
Oh, okay.
Okay. If you were single, though, right?
Yeah, if I was single.
Okay.
Oh.
Of course. That's about it. Shoot, I mean, like, I ain't spending with no family. I mean, no, I take that back.
Oh, wait, wait.
I hit my mom up, tell moms, G moms, I'll make sure they got something, you know, aww, some chocolate, a little right, balloon. Aww. You know,
wait, but the question is, now, would you rather spend Valentine's Day with some? So, oh, not so, even now, just period. So, yeah, that's what you'd rather COVID do? It's, no, not COVID.
Oh, okay.
I'm just literally asking, would you rather spend Valentine's Day oh, with yeah, someone yeah, with alone someone, or with? Sure. So, you're yeah, saying the way you like to spend Valentine's Day usually is with two different girls?
Yeah, if I was yes, being single, yeah.
Oh, player, player.
So, are you satisfied spending Valentine's Day with one person?
Yes, I am. Because
you now you're sounding a little like, okay, hold on.
Like what?
No. He answered the question based off yeah, if he was single. He wasn't
single. Right. That's yeah, all, okay, so that's yeah, how he answered it. Yeah. And I'm asking the question based off now.
Yeah, he yeah, didn't get
right
that
now,
part.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right now, okay, someone's very special for me. Thanks. One and only.
Right.
That's it. You know, we're going to make it do what it do.
Okay.
How about you, Reese?
I'll be honest. I spent 5 fucking years by my fucking lonesome. Wow. This year, I'm excited. I'm going to spend my Valentine's Day with my babe. AKA my taco daddy.
Okay. She made tacos. It's the taco yeah, daddy for me.
You make the tacos for him?
She I make tacos.
I make bomb
she
tacos.
She made tacos for you for your birthday.
Oh, yeah, you did, Reese, huh?
Yes. Yes.
You came down to my birthday. Thank yes, you.
Good vibes. Yeah. Good vibes. Good food. Good yes, food. We have to go back to the grocery store and get some more shrimp.
Okay.
And yeah, all that for more tacos.
Right.
Yeah. Sorry, Taco Mill, I didn't hit you. Well, actually, I did hit you,
shout
bro.
Taco
I
Mel,
did hit you, bro, but yeah, it was kind of like, all
shit,
right.
Shit, Taco Mill, I'm coming for
my
you.
My money plan. Yeah. Like,
shout out to Reese the homie. All right, so what's a good Valentine's Day gift?
Oh, this is,
you know,
this is very important, guys, because yeah, a Valentine's Day gift could make or break your relationship.
Uh-oh.
Because what if I spent $500 and my gift was $100?
Mm. Oh.
This is a make or break. So when you're right, out there getting these gifts, so, please think about your significant other in right, the right way, because it could make or break you.
Right.
So I don't want to spend this money and just, I'm not like that, but I'm going to be honest,
yeah,
it will hurt
more,
a little bit. You know, yeah, I'm more grateful for anything, mm-hmm, but I'm going to be honest, I don't want to spend that type of bread.
Right, right.
You know what I mean?
And that's true. Like, I was not expecting that answer. That's a good answer. My thing is this, like, don't be cheap, like, or don't be too expensive. Just do it right, for that person. So it's yeah, the thought that count. Get what you know that they'll like.
Right.
Like, if you can afford it and you know they're going to love it, mm-hmm, get it. And then that way the gift, cheap or not, won't be yeah, bad.
Won't
you
be
know,
because
it's like say, like, your dude been wanting, like, a PS5, and you, mm-hmm, you know, you was going to get it for him, right? And it's like, damn, you see it, so you're going to get it. So you right, get that, right? And say you've been wanting, like, maybe, like, a little, something a little cheaper than that.
A perfume set.
Yeah, like a perfume set. But he couldn't find it during the time you wanted it, but now he can. Mm-hmm. But that's way cheaper than his PS5.
Right.
But it's like, you gonna get it. It's something you want, and he's gonna get that. It's something he want.
Right.
So at the end of the day, y'all both gonna be happy. So I would say my advice to everybody out there who's listening, just get something for your significant other that they'll love and like, that you know that they'll love and like.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like, but,
don't break the pockets, y'all.
Yeah, don't go broke.
Don't go over.
Honestly, though, my real answer to this question, though, I'm not too big on buying Valentine's Day gifts for men. This is my personal reason, only because growing up, my dad taught me and my sisters mm-hmm, that he was the one buying us gifts. He's the yeah, man. So we tried to buy my dad gifts growing up. He never accepted it. He like, aww, oh, thank you, but no, don't buy me nothing for Valentine's Day. Right. This for y'all. So he had come to the house to get my, I mean, he had come home and basically have gifts for my mom, me, my sisters, and we never was allowed to give him Valentine's Day gifts.
Oh, okay.
So now that I'm, you know, grown, I don't expect to
do that.
I don't expect to, like, have to buy men Valentine's Day gifts. Yeah. Like, I'll get something a little cute because it's Valentine's Day. But other than right, that, I yeah, hook them up for their birthdays, Christmas, right, like, on a random. Hell yeah, I like to buy them stuff.
Yeah.
But Valentine's Day, I just don't do it. I don't know.
And that's cool. I mean, as far as me, I feel like the ladies shouldn't really get nothing for the man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's really for, yeah, showing that I, you know, appreciate you, mm-hmm, baby, what you've done for me, stuff like that, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's cool to accept, you know, get a gift. You know, it's very unexpected to receive a gift from your lady.
Dang, y'all. I guess I'm a sucker. Y'all make me feel like a sucker. How? I think that a guy should have a gift. I'm not saying it should be more than my gift, but I think they deserve a gift. I think with love, it should be equal. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, love is equal.
Love is just equal to me. So if I get a gift, you get a gift. Now, I'm not saying your gift gonna be better than mine, but you know, you're gonna get a gift. You gotta get something.
Yeah.
True. You know, so love, now I do agree. Love is equal.
I think love should just be dominant, equal, and you know, I'm one and you're one and we equal too.
It's just like it's just like, what do you get a man for Valentine's Day?
This is hard. We don't need Stokes to kinda weigh this out.
What do you
what do men really want for Valentine's Day besides besides all of that,
right.
I guess, I mean, what's a peace of mind, right? I mean, is it a gift or is it just being with that person that you really adore?
That's true.
With all day, all night?
Okay, you know, good answer,
Is it just, you know, just, I don't know, what else it could it be?
No, that's the perfect answer.
Well, we got some dudes out here that will kind of use this day to finesse.
Yes, we do.
There's some finesses out there.
Let's not forget about the finessers,
Let's not forget about
the scammers.
Okay.
Scamming a whole
The ones that will call you, set it up, see you during the day, at nighttime, gone missing.
Right.
Then you looking on the Instagram feed, you found them with Shanika.
Damn.
So let's not get into that.
Yeah, that's true. You're right.
There's some finesses out there.
That is so
true. Tell you, oh, later on, I'm going to be with my mom. You know, I'm going to see you during the day on Valentine's Day.
So pretty much, are men obligated to receive a gift on Valentine's Day? You already pretty much answered that question.
Yeah, I would say yes. I'm not saying a big gift, but something. Okay. Just something. It could be, you know, a gift set, a gift card, you know.
If
a
your dude game. Smoke or whatever, maybe, you know, get him some, like, smoking things. Oh, like, rap.
Just smokers me, love
I make this stuff. Yeah. See, I wish if I, no, I don't wish this, but if I worked at a weed shop or whatever for Valentine's Day, I had a weed shaped like a heart.
I was going like, to do I that. To you. I was going to do that. I was like, why you don't sell nothing like that? That I can get to give to him.
Exactly. Like, I would do that, guys. Like,
oh, man, that's a good one.
Yeah, and then, like, just buy, like, a couple of things that he could use, you know?
Damn. I think I got time to set that up.
You do have time.
I don't know where I'm going
to
buy
this. See, what I do like to do, y'all, is decorate a room for him, of course. Like, because I love decorating anyway.
Yeah.
So I'll have the candles and everything ready. But then again, I like to be pampered. I want to walk in and see that.
Yeah.
So I was like, damn, who going to do it?
Ugh.
Me or you?
All right.
Yeah.
But... yeah, y'all, let's get into some music a little bit, y'all, and we'll get back to it. MG Radio.
Yes.
All right, y'all. Hope y'all was lit out there. I know I was here in the studio. I got a question.
Uh-oh.
Stokes?
Yeah.
Reese?
We ready.
Okay. Name y'all most memorable Valentine's Day. Good or bad?
I can answer this quick because I never had one.
Oh, yeah. So, yours will maybe this year. It'll be this year.
Yeah. This year will be my first memorable Valentine.
Okay. How about you, Stokes?
Mine's too, though. Like I said, the other ones were just
right.
I didn't really, like, you know, really care for the person like that. I mean, I did, but, you know, it was just like... still getting to know the person.
Yeah.
And it's like, you don't talk to them every day. Like,
right,
you know,
right.
But hey, let's go out. I got something. I'm going to take care of you. You know what I mean?
Oh,
but
yeah. That's
now, this time around, it's going to be more special.
Oh, you know?
You know, I'm in
the... See, he on the vibe I'm on. Yeah. Now I'm with somebody I truly love, care about, and want to make them happy, see that they're happy. So it's going to be very memorable.
Yeah, I mean... I don't have any memorable ones either, like, as far as somebody, So I'm right along with y'all.
Okay.
I mean, of course, the ones with my family. I really honestly love every moment I ever spent with my family on Valentine's Day.
But
as far as somebody else's significant, nah. Y'all didn't do y'all shit, and I didn't like y'all like that.
Oh, she put y'all on blast. So y'all hear this? Just know you wasn't on your P's and Q's.
Names out there.
Oh, you made him put his name out there.
I did.
Put some moves in there.
What's
the deal?
Wait. Because I be dating different people throughout the year, so I got to remember who I was with during Valentine's Day. I don't even remember these niggas.
Y'all not even memorable.
Y'all not, period. All right, so let's go ahead and jump into the celebrity updates. Like, what's going on in the world with these celebrities?
Okay, some of these celebrities are just out of line. Let's hop into T.I. and Tiny.
Ooh.
Okay.
Recently,
T.I. and Tiny got into a little altercation with one of their former lovers.
Really?
Okay. This girl was supposed to be one of Tamika's friends.
Okay.
But we heard from the block that she was one of their lovers.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, T.I. and Tiny, they do love threesomes.
Mm-hmm. They do.
The rumor is that they did this. Mm-hmm. Women start coming out the woodwork saying that they did this against their will. They mm-hmm. would drug them. Mm-hmm. You know, they would wake up not knowing anything. And they're trying to put a little sex scandal on them. I honestly do not believe this. Why? Right. Because T.I. is a handsome fellow.
Right.
Okay? That's he do not need to y'all drug any handsome. Women to get right, him to see him.
Mm-hmm.
And he made it clear that he has done this. Everybody was well aware what they were doing. He did not have to seduce them, drug them, or anything.
Wow.
They got paid, you know.
Yeah.
He made it clear that he likes to party. His mm-hmm. wife party alongs with him.
Right.
So this is their type of setting in the bedroom.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Right.
You know, if that's what they got going... Good
right,
for
let
them.
Them be. Right.
So was y'all, you know, lit some third party in the bedroom with you guys? I mean, what do y'all take on that?
I mean, he could go first.
Oh! She put it on you, Stokes. Like, so would you have a third party, like, basically threesomes, you know, every night or every party night? Because this is what was going on. This is what we heard.
Uh-huh.
And this is the whole fiasco that's this coming is, out between T.I. and Tiny.
So she's asking you, would you want that with us?
Nah, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I wouldn't. Because, you know, I don't want nobody between what we got going. I always thought that it would spike the relationship. But however, I mean, hey, not the relationship, the sex.
Right.
Uh-huh. You feel me? But if you already got good, great sex, you don't need no third son, three people into your sex vibes. Like, that's how I feel. You know, now if your sex is whack, then okay, you might have to spike it up. Mm-hmm. Let's bring a whole another couple in. Or just if a girl or another guy, if the guy likes another guy, I don't know. Hey, everybody's weird these days in relationships. So,
I honestly think if you do need a third party involved, that you're just not happy.
Right.
I really think you're seeking for somebody else.
Yeah, that's what I say too.
What do you need all of that for every night? I mean,
a relationship is supposed to be with two people. Right. Like, you guys is a relationship.
So they're bored with each other now, or what?
But a lot of people say this after so many years of being with somebody, you get bored. I mean, put yourself in their shoes. They've been together for what, 10, 15 years? I mean, the same person, you gotta wake up and look at the same person.
Right.
You gotta kiss the same.
See, this is my thing. I said, when I get married, if I get married, once that happens, like, we can go ahead and have our threesomes from here and there, foursomes, or just do different crazy stuff. Like, just so it won't get boring. I don't want to wait until it get boring to do it, though.
Yeah.
Like, we could start whenever. But as long as I know this is my man, like, we're locked in, like...
Yeah. But see, that's what they have. She is locked in. Tiny is not going nowhere.
She is not going anywhere.
As much as y'all want to talk about she Miss Piggy, she this and that. Guess what? T.I. love his Miss Piggy.
He do.
And some of y'all sleeping with Big Bertha.
Right.
Got the nerves to be talking about her. Like, first of all, let's get this clear and straight. These people are a money couple.
Yes, they are.
Her bank account match his bank account.
Yeah.
So they're not going nowhere. They're locked in.
They're locked in for life.
I say leave these two people alone.
Me too. I agree.
All right, let's hop into some new hip-hop news that we just recently found out that I'm kind of appalled about. Your girl April, Omarion's baby mother, is allegedly dating.
She's in the tabloids again? Oh, my God.
She's allegedly dating your famous rapper from Compton, Dr. Dre.
No!
Producer, Dr. Dre.
He's not even my type. Why is he hers?
I don't know. You know, the rumor has it that they went out to dinner. It was seen them getting out the car together, going into a nice restaurant. And, you know, I personally take this kind of confusing.
Yeah.
Because I just don't understand how somebody be in the limelight with B2K and then jump into Dr. Dre.
Right.
I don't get
it's
where.
Total opposite.
I have so many questions. Where did they meet? How did they talk?
Exactly.
Did they jump into DMs? How did y'all get together? I'm not hating. I'm just saying, like, how do one go from loving hip hop to Dr. Dre? I don't know.
I mean, maybe she. Well, my thing is this, too. what was April on Love & Hip Hop for other than being, like, somebody's baby mama? Like, well, does she really want to do music on the low? Because she dating a lot of rappers and singers. Like, is she getting with Dr. Dre just to help her career?
And then,
it might be.
My problem is, Dr. Dre, you recently going through a divorce. You just seem dating right now. You know, the whole divorce was because you were a cheater. You making it seem a little obvious.
Yeah.
How you not? You didn't even fully sign the divorce papers and you out and about with April.
Who is his wife? Like, how does she look?
I don't know, like, who his wife was, but she tried to get him from the coins, and he damn near had a brain aneurysm and almost, you know, passed away from it.
Oh,
so,
no.
You know, like I said.
I'm digging the nails, Reese.
Thank you. Yeah, I was feeling it this year, like I said.
Yeah, I need mine done. It's so cute. Yeah,
thank you.
I was going to go today, but.
Yeah. I don't know, guys. I'm kind of shocked at Dr. Dre. I mean, can you wait 2 months after the divorce is settled before you just hop in April?
Right?
In April. Get your shit tuck, like.
Yeah.
You know, April, don't girl, be seen. Everybody needs to know your business.
Too pretty to be jumping from men to men and men and men.
Yeah.
I'm not understanding. But hey, it'd be like that sometime, though.
Yeah.
You know, I've been there, done that.
Right. Well, here's another exclusive of hip-hop. I'm just kind of saddened by this.
What?
Your boy Silento, remember the song?
Yeah.
Well, allegedly, well, no, it's been that he's been convicted that he killed his cousin. So he's going to jail for life.
Oh, my God. He only made one hit.
Yeah. And it's unfortunate. He's very young. I don't know the circumstances with him and his cousin, if they were just, like, rivals. You know, you have that one cousin in your family that's a rival.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was that case, but I still don't want to kill that cousin.
Exactly.
You know, so, yeah, he's going to jail, you guys, for a pretty long time.
I think
he's 19 years old. You know, this is very unfortunate.
Yeah, that's definitely unfortunate.
And I say that to say, people, if you're out there and you need some mental help, go get mental help.
Yeah.
Please talk to someone. Don't wait till it's too late and you lash out on someone and do something that you regret. Like, go get some mental help. Yeah. I believe that something obviously was wrong.
When did that happen? This year?
This happened this year.
Wow.
And yeah, so.
Yeah. Please. This COVID got people's minds all over the place.
Yeah,
too.
Please go get some mental help.
Yeah. Next time.
Yes.
Before anything like that happens. Well, wow. I mean, wow. These celebrity updates. I wasn't expecting these.
Yeah.
That was a lot of juice.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess that's what it comes with being a celebrity. Everyone knows about you in your life. So how would you handle with having all of that attention with you, Ash, like, as being famous? Like, would you like people in your business, or would you, like, wouldn't? I wouldn't. I'd be like Kanye West. Like,
I'm private now. Y'all see me on Instagram. It's your girl is private because I don't like random people knowing who I am. I feel like it's enough in the world. I don't need people watching me, my everyday moves. I don't know, you know, it's a lot of people that's weird and crazy. I just don't, you know, feel that everybody should be in on my personal life.
Yeah, I feel like pretty much me, I don't mind the different people watching, but it's what I will put out there that I don't want, like, you know, certain stuff they don't have to, I don't want them to know. And if TMZ or anybody, Shade Room, was to find out any of my personal information and put it out there, they would definitely be sued, because I'm personal when it comes to my personal information.
Yes.
Now y'all could walk by and take pictures of me all day long,
right,
at the gas station, grocery store, or with whoever in a car on a date, whatever, do it, I don't care, because I want to use those pictures anyway. Thanks.
Right.
But as far as my personal life and all of that, y'all don't need to know none of that. So I don't know. These celebrities have a lot to handle, a lot on their plate. And shoot, I wonder who's doing it the best. Because, I mean, I say Kim Kardashian. She's doing good because it was a lot of attention on her. And she's still a bad bitch. So
yeah, she brushed it off. She handles it really well.
Yeah.
And especially she has all these kids now. She does really good handling
it. She does really good at handling it.
I myself could not do it.
Wow. What about you, Stokes?
I mean, I kind of like the line life a little bit. I say a little bit, you feel me? Because I ain't thirsty for the attention, you know? Mm-hmm. If it comes, it comes. You know, but celebrities, man. Hey, I'm cool where I'm at.
Right.
I can't do all that. As far as just everybody knowing everything about what you're doing. Dang, can I even take a boo-boo in peace?
Okay.
Like, they know how long I'm on the toilet.
They said they want to know what tissue you use. Charmin? Right. Are you using a 99 cent roll?
I tell you that. I use Charmin for real. I'm very, very, you can say bougie for that. Like, okay. I know a lot of niggas don't care. They using a straight 99 cent old fucking, what's that? Oh. Elementary tissue for real.
Oh, my God. You know, that's that rip the corners of your booty. Ooh, tissue. Jesus like Christ. No. I don't know about that.
Well, we're going to get into some have you ever, some yes and no's, and relationship advice, y'all.
Okay, okay.
Stay tuned. MZ Radio.
What's up, y'all? We're back with a few yes or no questions.
And a few have you ever's. Are y'all ready?
Yeah.
All right, because I am. I'm ready to know.
I'm ready for this. Yeah, let's do it.
All right, y'all. So, have you ever been played or cheated on? If so, describe.
Oh, no. Why'd you have to bring this up?
I know. This is like a question I know everybody could answer. Everyone.
I can answer to two of those questions.
I actually got a million answers.
I've been played and cheated on.
Woo.
Dang.
So, yeah. How did you know you was being played? And how did you find out? What happened?
I knew I was played when, you know, guys have a certain way of doing certain stuff every day. And,
right. You
know, when something's off, when they little regimen get knocked off. If they come over every day at this certain time, they'll leave to this time.
Yep.
But then it gets to a point where, I can't come over today. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, how? You can't come over. We just had a child.
Right.
So you mean to tell me you don't want to come home from work to see your child? You want to go somewhere else?
What?
Yeah, so I knew I was getting played by his little regimen. And
how
was it I find out? Oh, Instagram, let me know who she was. So
shout out to Instagram.
Yeah, shout out to Instagram for him showing her on Instagram, but didn't show me or his child.
What?
Instagram is like the new cheaters. Like new cheaters.
Instagram is a new whole facts. You can go see.
It is. It's whole facts.
You can look on a nigga Instagram and his Snapchat Instagram too. Being single and then go look on her Instagram. They a whole family.
Right. Whoa. Facebook. I don't be on Facebook like that, but all of these things though.
Mm-hmm.
Social media.
So yeah.
How about you, Stokes? Is that it?
That's it.
For me, have I been cheated on or played somebody?
No, yeah. Have you ever been those? Have you got played or cheated on?
Yeah.
No.
Oh,
you never got cheated on or played?
I never got, I don't know, I can't say.
Have you ever played or cheated?
Yeah, cheated.
With who and how?
How, I don't know.
They about to light your ass up. They hear this.
With who?
To be honest, it wasn't a relationship though. So, I mean, it wasn't a real relationship.
See, this is a thing, you guys.
And that person knew that, though. Like, you know.
Let's go into depth. Half the time, people
just messing around.
I can't recall. Like, I mean, it was just like, all right, I'm dealing with this person, but we ain't together. Then this other person was interested, and I'm just talking to this person. And, you know, I started doing routines with that person that I was doing with the other person.
But
we wasn't together, you feel me? Man, this is very old. So, I'm talking all past stuff.
Yeah.
What never you saying? This is the thing
we have to go into depth into this, and I need to make this very clear.
Yeah, I'm listening.
9 times out of 10, you could be into a dude, talk to him every day, you know, go see him, bring him by food, you know, do the whole 9 yards, and you think y'all talking, and instead, y'all not talking. You just his friend. So this is where miscommunication lies, you guys. Make sure whoever you're talking to is on the same page. Please ask those questions.
Yeah. And you also should never have to ask the dude, what are we doing? Where do we stand? Because if you have to ask that, y'all don't stand nowhere.
No.
So just
They should make it clear.
They should
like,
make
hey,
it clear to you.
I like you. I see, you know, we've been talking. And now I want you to be my girl. I want you to be my girlfriend. They will say that.
Yes. You should
let them say
you should
that.
Never have let to them ask say that. To
yeah.
Do.
Like, because we did this, that, we in a relationship now. I know
don't
a lot
think,
of females feel that they are in a relationship with someone after either sex or the first 2 nights, the date going out.
Yeah.
Or, you know, nah.
Please don't think because
you're
taking,
playing yourself.
Yeah, please don't think because he took you to Crustaceans that's your nigga.
He's not.
Our real Chris are kicking crabs.
Right.
Shit, hell, I'll dumb it down. My ass, Chili's. Don't
he
think that.
He could have did the whole night. He could have got you pregnant. He still ain't your nigga.
Please. So don't think that. Like Stokes said.
Yeah.
Let them say.
Not going to keep him
a nigga
around.
Yeah. Let a man tell you, hey, I want to go here with you. I want to be this with you.
Mm-hmm. So what would keep a man around? Speaking of that, Stokes.
What keeps you around? What keeps you like, man, you know, this my baby. My girl,
good. She just, you know, she driven. She keeps me, you know, motivated.
Oh.
You know, she kind of, we have both the same similarities in certain aspects of things. So, you know, and I like that. You know, we both continue to try to better each other, you know. That's right. One thing that couples don't try to do. Mm-hmm. They feel like they be at competition with each other. Me and my girl, we don't feel like we're at competition with each other.
Good.
We're trying to get
the
bags together by all means.
Right. Okay. You know, so. Yeah. What he's saying to y'all, it is 2021.
Yeah.
Don't no man want no woman that's going to be asking him to get my hair and nails done. They need a woman that say, look at that store over there. We should cop it. We should own that store. Let's try to
make
get
money
this money
together.
In
what's
and
the,
pay this lease.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Let's work together. Let's go hand in hand. You answer the phone. I'll do the books.
Amen.
This is what they're looking for. They're not looking for these... You know, I need my nails and hair done. That's them days is over with.
Exactly.
Let's just be clear.
So, have y'all ever paid for it? I said play, y'all. We just talking about player stuff. And I'm looking at this Moet right here.
But shout out to Moet.
Shout out to Moet. Have y'all ever paid for a stranger's meal? Someone you literally don't know.
I would say I have given enough to, you know, the less fortunate. You know, I have
good.
Especially when I see children. I mean, I'm not going to say they were children, but they were young adults. I have given that. Mm-hmm. I did buy a guy a drink one time just to be different, to say, hey, what if I buy a guy a drink?
How did that make you feel?
Yeah,
it made me feel bossy. It made me feel like, yeah, I'm a boss.
Okay.
But the guy was a weirdo. But yeah.
Would you continue to do that if you were single?
If I were single, no. No, I wouldn't do that.
That's good.
Well, I have paid for a stranger's meal, but it was like someone who was less unfortunate, who didn't have anything.
Yeah.
So it's not like, oh, I'm at the club, I'm gonna pay for this nigga shit.
Yeah.
I'm at the club, I'm gonna pay for this bitch shit because you look bad. No.
No.
It was the fact that I just seen them looking sad and hungry, and I was like, you know what? I ate. Yeah. Let me go buy them some now.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, in this certain, I forgot what country it is, they have a system to where you have the, when you buy food from this restaurant, you have the option to keep your change or give it away.
Oh,
so the change adds up to, you know, money.
Oh, good.
And they give it to the less unfortunate. I really think LA should be on that type of move.
Yeah, LA need a little bit of work.
They need a difference.
Yeah, it needs a different vibe going on.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Just imagine, instead of keeping your change, you give it to donate to someone's food.
Mm-hmm. True, I like that. So, Stokes, have you ever paid for a stranger's meal?
Yeah, I have before. Well, you know what? Not the meal, the drinks.
Oh,
I got the drinks, you know.
Okay.
My friends was out one time. There's a couple ladies at the table, and we just wanted them to have a good time. Got their drinks going. For me, I did.
What?
But when that bill came, though, I ain't gonna lie, I low key wanted to just, hey, I don't know who. Said I get them the drinks for that girl, but you know I ended up manning up and I took care of it.
Oh, okay.
You gotta man up sometimes. Don't run.
Right.
Away.
Okay. So you mean tell me you got these ladies drinks? You did not go over there to ask for their number. You did not want any sort of communication with these women. You just wanted to show them a good time.
I just wanted to show them a good time. You know.
What?
So you didn't leave with a number?
I didn't get the number.
What?
Is that a lie? Do we need a lie detector?
Fellas, where are y'all at? Where are y'all at that's doing this?
Well, I think every guy who buy you a drink or something, they get the number after.
I'm going to be honest, folks. 9 times out of 10, a guy that bought me a drink, he comes over there and wants my number or something.
Right.
Or wants somebody out the group number.
Right. Somebody.
So you know you're trying to show off. Like, you know, I got you, your ladies.
Exactly.
You know, y'all looking good.
Right.
But you over there, you know,
so you just basically just bought some drinks and just like, that's it.
That's it.
Real player.
That's
I'll give
it.
You that.
That was a one time only type thing, you know. But it happened.
I'm surprised they didn't chase you out the door. Like, excuse me, sir, you bought those drinks?
Right.
Hey.
Well, you
right.
know, I guess somebody else got in their face. And, you know, by that time, they was already intoxicated.
Uh-oh.
So, you know. I wasn't tripping, though. That's why I was like, hey, y'all have a good time. But they didn't know, though.
Oh, okay.
You feel me? So
yeah.
I felt that was good.
All right, you was just on his player tip.
Mm-hmm.
Some, you know,
yeah.
I commend you for that. That's awesome.
So would you date outside of your race? I know you have.
Oh, yeah. I love is love, okay?
Mm-hmm.
People need to stop looking at one race. Of course,
mm-hmm.
I love my black race. I love my black man.
Mm-hmm.
I love my daddy's black. Okay, let's put that out there. But love is love. I cannot say that this black man could love me, and maybe there's a Samoan man or a Belizean man or a, you know, a Chinese man might love me better. You never know.
Belizean men are, I don't know what everybody else's opinion are, but they serious about their women. They really love their women, too.
Oh, well. Yeah. Got me one of those.
Okay. Oh, see, I didn't even know he was Belizean. Yeah, he loved you. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. So, would you, Stokes, date outside of your race?
Yeah, I would. You know, I haven't. And I don't know, it might not come upon, but hey, if it does, it does. But, you know, okay. I wanted to, but it just never came.
What race?
I would go with, I don't know. I've always been thinking about a Hispanic girl. I know they cook and clean. Like, I mean, like the women do, but they ain't tripping. Yeah. Like, they gonna get to it, you know. But I also heard they very, very fertile. So you gotta be very careful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, if you know you ain't ready for a baby.
He putting it out there, y'all.
Right. So he but said, yeah, my that, Latina. That be, I don't know, maybe a Latino, you know. Okay. Yeah, and I know there's other races out there. But as far as my top, like from out of my black women, beautiful women, I would go with this Latino next. Like.
Okay. All well, right. I got a little Latino in me, and I do cook and clean.
Okay.
All the time with no problem. Hey. I'm not your ordinary black girl. Okay. I say that all the time.
Yes.
And I get my money.
Sorry.
Okay. When I have to. But me, yes, I would date outside of my race. I'm trying to think if I ever have. I'm sorry. I used to be a hoe. Not a real hoe.
Oh!
But I used to be like player type. So I got to remember, have I ever dated somebody outside of my race? I had this one bugaboo ass dude. He was white. I wanted a white dude. But once I got him, I didn't want him no more.
Uh-oh.
He used to call me too much all day long. Yes, he was like becoming a stalker. He used to live around the corner from me.
Oh,
he might still live over there, but I don't live over there no more. He was cool though. Like, you know, he was cool, but he became too cool. Uh-oh. I mean, too cool. Like, literally going to every bank in the black area.
Oh.
Every grocery store in the black area.
To find you?
I don't know what it was.
You ran into him?
But he thought he was black. Oh. Which is not a bad thing. It's okay, you know, whatever. But still. Mm-hmm. I used to have to time when I was going to the bank or time when I was going to the grocery store. I asked him, you know, where he was, just so I won't run into him, because I had blocked him. So sometimes I would have to unblock him just to be like, hey, where are you?
Oh.
And 9 times out of 10, he at the Bank of America. I'm like, okay. Fuck.
For all you ladies that's dealing with that pepper spray.
Right.
I have me a taser. I didn't upgrade it to a taser, y'all.
Right.
I don't play that. Okay. Right. I do 2 clicks. Click. After them 2 clicks, your ass is getting tased.
Yeah. Shout out to my white boys, though. I love y'all. Y'all super cool. That's just one guy who I talked to. I never, like, dated. But he wanted to date me, but he threw me off already. So I didn't want to give him a chance.
Well, you guys know the vibes. You always, like my dad say, always go with your first mind. Your first mind speaking to you, telling you something real, listen to it. When you guys feel that feel in your heart, your soul, listen to it.
Y'all, this was my first mind. I met him at Bank of America. He don't work there. He was just there. I walked in. I seen him sitting down. I seen him staring at me.
Mm-hmm.
He white. He got on a sky blue shirt, sky blue eyes, blonde hair. But he dressed like a cool-ass nigga. He looked good. Like, so I'm like, okay, he's staring at me. I'm staring at him. I walk in. I walk out. I was like, okay, I'm just let him stare at me, and I'm going to go.
Right.
I'm not going to get his number or nothing. That's my first mind.
Mm-hmm.
Something went wrong to where I had to get back out the car and go back in the bank. Soon as I went back in the bank, he was on it. Hey, I was watching you. Clearly you was.
Oh, there was a key word. Watching.
Right. He was like, you left your card right there. I'm like, wow.
So you let me, wait, first of all, pause. Pause. Oh, yes. Boy, let her leave her car. Watch her go to her car.
It's like he knew I was coming back.
And was not going to say, hey, you left your car.
But you should have been came and told me that.
But that gives me weirdo creep vibes.
It does.
Because a real man would have been like, excuse me, miss, before you got to your car.
Yeah.
Your car, you left your car. Exactly. Not wait till you think about it.
Right.
That's kind of weird.
That's why I'm like, wait, what? So after that, he was like, can I get your number, please? I think you're so beautiful. And I just moved in the neighborhood.
Oh, wow.
Like, could you show me around a couple of grocery stores?
He giving me.
Mind y'all, this is why I always see him at grocery stores. This is not funny. I told her where I go.
This is not funny, but this gives me thriller vibes. I would never see my friend locked up and tortured somewhere.
My fantasy used to be, I want a white boy. Until I met him, I was like, I don't know. Then, you know, years passed by, right? like recently, like a couple of years ago, I'm at where I'm at? Javier's. I'm at Javier's, right? In Century mm-hmm. City. This white man look like, what? This nigga look like a real creep. Like, he over. He look like the Scream mask.
Man.
What? I'm like, waiting for them to like, I'm turning ghetto now. I changed my whole voice. Mm-hmm. I'm waiting for my table. Me and my mm-hmm. homegirl, Bree, we waiting for our table. Shout out to Bree. But we waited for our table, and this white man just walked up on me, and he was like, hey, like, creeped up on me. I looked back, like, his breath was like, hey, oh, like, on me. I'm like, hey. Right.
Dracula.
And he was like, so, what's your name? I was thinking, should I tell him my real name?
Right.
So I was just like, so I gave him my middle name. Mm-hmm. I was like, Sherry. He's like, Sherry, what do you like to do? I was like, what you mean? He was like, do you like to shop? I had on Gucci and shit. He looked at my Gucci on me. I had on, like, I forgot exactly what it was. I don't know if it was, like, a scarf with the shoes or a belt. It was two pieces of Gucci I had on. Mm-hmm. So he looked at me. He was like, you like to shop? I said, yes. He said, okay, well, maybe after you eat, I could take you out shopping. My homegirl looked like, bitch, get his number. I'm like, well, I'm here with my sister. I wanted to involve her because she liked dealing with older men who are like creeps.
Right.
So I'm like, well, I'm here with my sister. And she was like, hi, I'm Bree. I'm like, yes, let me walk away. Let them talk. What? He called me back over there. So he was interested in me. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, well, if you're going to take me, you go take her. He was like, okay, that's fine. So I still have the picture in my phone. He looked like Michael Myers.
Oh, no.
He texted me his picture. Yes. Soon as I sat down to go eat, he texted me his picture. That shit popped up my phone like boom, boom, boom. I'm like, oh my God, this shit's scary, Bree. Look at this. He just sent me a picture. She's like, oh my God, we're finna go shopping. I'm like, I don't think I want to go shopping with somebody I don't know right now. Like, right. You know, he kept calling me, y'all, every 5 minutes.
Oh my God.
Where are you? Oh, I see you. You're still sitting there. Mm-hmm. Nigga, I told you I was finna be done eating in like 2 hours. Leave me alone.
Oh.
So he kept calling my phone. He was like, you know what? How about this? Since you're ruining plans.
Oh,
just meet me at my house.
No.
Wait, what?
No.
So you just told me, since I'm ruining your plans, nigga, meet you at your house?
No.
For what, an ass whipping?
Right.
No. He goes, I live off the beach. Now, I love the beach, but what I be thinking about the beach and these, like, white men, that shit be scary. Like, you ain't finna throw my ass in no fucking water.
Ooh, Lord.
So I'm like, he said he live on the beach. I'm like, okay, that's pretty and all, but I'm not finna go on no beach at no 11 at night with some, you know, dude who I just met, like some older man. And my homegirl was like, bitch, go. And her homegirl was like, bitch, go. I'm like, bitch, y'all go.
Yeah, see, that's kind of iffy. You know, sometimes these be the cases where I see on 48 hours, you know.
Right, so moral of the story, y'all. I love my black men. I used to really love light skin men, and I still do. That's what I love light skin. I used to love me light skin. I mean, I did not like dark skin men at first, but I became to loving my men so much, black men, that I love every color of black men, like every flavor. So would I date outside of my race? Maybe not.
Okay. Oh. Well, all she's saying is you don't mix, be aggressive.
Yeah, if you mix, yeah.
Just don't be aggressive. All you
nice... That part. That's
Cocoa,
what I'm saying.
You know, Cocoa lovers out there, just don't be aggressive.
Okay, I'll date anyone who loves me. But I'm already dating.
Okay.
And I'm sure he loves me.
Right.
And he's black. But he's light. So, I don't know. I don't know if I'll date a Mexican, though. Y'all love me, though, but y'all crazy.
Well,
yeah. So let's kind of like, yeah, y'all, we kind of like,
we got deep in it.
Yeah, we getting all up into it. Y'all, I'm telling stories and stuff. Right. Like, look, we're going to wrap this up. We're going to do just real fast answers. Have you ever told, y'all can answer together.
Okay.
Have you ever told someone they have bad sex? Yeah.
No.
Have you ever told someone they couldn't make you come? Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Well, I guess. You know what? That's about it. Now, that traffic, I don't know how it's been looking since COVID, but a lot of y'all niggas need to go in the house.
Okay.
Because it's been crowded outside now. Like, at first, it was
empty. Well, you got to say, it's a holiday. Valentine's. Right. So, you know, people are out shopping, getting
last minute gifts. Even before Valentine's, once they got used to this virus, everybody been outside.
Like, right.
Y'all people who outside, you make sure y'all get tested every week. Because y'all,
girl,
it takes me like people, 40 minutes to get somewhere I usually get to in 20 minutes.
Some of these people are just hanging with the virus.
Yeah, I know.
Somebody showed me that they had made a COVID Instagram. It's a virus.
It's all oh my God. This is crazy. Like, yeah, Reese will tell you some shit.
They showed it to me, my
friends.
What
they got on there? Everybody who positive or what?
I don't know. It was just COVID saying, like, what he going to attack.
Oh, my
like,
God.
Like, all the parties and stuff.
So, last but not least, while you find the COVID Instagram, you can shout it out if you want to.
Girl, no.
Let's give a little relationship advice, and we're going to head out.
Yes. Okay.
Relationship advice, I'll say just, you know, let that person be who they are and work on areas that they need help in.
Right.
To better themselves.
Okay.
Like, don't change the person, but help them better themselves.
Yes. I would say the best relationship advice is friendship. The love most it. Beautiful relationship in the world love is it. Friendship. You yes. have to be your Amen. Partner's friend. Yeah. You have to have a good Woo! Friendship.
I yes. say that all the time. Yes.
Friendship is key, guys.
Friendship yeah. is so much key. Like, yes. like treat your partner like y'all friends and like talk to each other like y'all friends as well.
Right. Any like, relationship is a friendship. It.
Amen. I love that.
I like that. Yeah. I go off that too.
Okay.
Shoot. Without that, what? What y'all doing it for?
Right. That's right. Them. What do you have?
Yeah, and I say just, you know, like to keep your relationship spicy. I mean, communication. Know what each other want, like, or what would make somebody happier, or just spice it up like that. Like, just know what that person want. I don't know. Like, mm-hmm. honestly, like, don't force the shit. Because if you force the relationship, the shit ain't going to be real.
Yeah, don't force. Like,
that's that right there. When you force the relationship, no. it ain't even a relationship. So, y'all out no. here who trying to force shit, texting a nigga all day. No. Like,
I'll tell you what.
Like, nigga, leave that nigga.
An older woman told me, a male likes to choose their mate.
That part.
They me do too. Not want us choosing them. They exactly. want to choose us. So, let them choose.
Let him love you more than you love him.
Yeah. Oh, my grandma.
But love
him,
though. But when a man love you more, yeah. like...
Life is priceless.
It is priceless. Because if you loving that nigga more, you calling that nigga more like, hey, he be like, I gotta call you back, man. Mm-hmm. That nigga don't want to talk to you.
Yep.
Like, it gotta be even.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of thirsty females out here.
Yes. It's a lot of thirsty niggas, too.
It's a lot of thirsty niggas, too.
Yeah.
So stay out my DM, because...
She's taking.
No, blowing me up. Taking or not. Stop blowing me up if I'm not replying. And a like, boom, that mean nothing.
Y'all keep doing it. We're going to make
just because I like what you say, I'm not saying nothing back.
Well, first of all, if they keep doing it, we could do a segment of thirsty niggas and females of the day.
And adding in a cash app.
And, yep. And add your name on
Juicy
the show.
Jesus. That part right there.
Yes.
We're going to do a thirsty nigga segment.
Right.
And a thirsty female segment coming soon. A boss one as well. Okay?
Yeah.
Like, stop bugging bosses. I'm a whole boss out here. Y'all bugging me. Send me some money. Tell me what my business.
Okay.
Anyway, so I want to shout out Mucci Domain, Meek by Ching, Dripping in Itches.
Yes.
Stokes.
Freshwoods.
Dig Management.
And what was it again?
Digs Management.
You know, shout out to all the black-owned companies out here. Trap LA.
Yes.
Yeah, y'all already know.
Yes.
Yeah, shout out to all the local artists who still doing y'all shit. Look, y'all, even if it take 15 years, just keep going if you know you got it. Like,
okay.
It's gonna get, you're gonna get there. Like, if yes. you know you have it, but look, to the people who just doing it just because, please try to not waste your time on doing music so long if... You know, you just trying to yes. copy somebody else, like just doing it just because, like,
okay,
it's not working, bro.
It's not working, like, it's a lot of people just be copying people,
yeah.
You feel me? That shit lasts, right? Like, if it's not something you really want to do, look, this is my advice, just don't do it. Stop wasting your time on different stuff, mm-hmm. like buying different stuff for it. If you really don't want to do it, don't don't put yourself through that. Find something else.
Right.
But if you really want to do music, hit up Trap LA, and they got everything you need. We have everything you need.
Yep.
I hope y'all enjoyed the show.
Yay!
And I hope y'all enjoying y'all Valentine's Day.
Yes! Be safe, you guys.
Yes,
please.
Y'all be safe and COVID-free. But if you do catch the COVID, you know, take them elderberries, all your vitamin C's, your zinc. What else?
Your limes, your lemons, your tea. Your
honey.
Amen. All of that, y'all.
Just any signs of it. Yes.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
All right, y'all. We out.
We out.
Yeah.